ideas,
stories,
characters,
scripts.
Please make this.
Everybody, and welcome to another Please Make This Minisode. You've heard the word, you're here for a reason. This is Let's See Saw.
Creak, 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 creak.
That was the seesaw.
That's the seesaw. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's really old and rusty. I'm Laura. I'm one of the hosts.
My name is Nate. I'm the other host.
And we are watching all the Saw movies to get to the 10th Saw movie, which is really well rated on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's so well rated. We are watching all 10 so we can see the 10th one. And boy.
We're almost halfway through.
And we're almost halfway through.
That'll be next time. But for this specific time, this is the 4th movie.
And boy,
I was tricked, honestly.
One was a doozy.
Because here's the thing, the third movie ends with like, and this is what the fourth movie is going to be about, but that's not what the fourth movie's about.
No, it is not. Do we just go off the front and just say?
Everything is spoilers in this
podcast.
We're really trying to beat around the bush, and we're like, and something happens, or
Deathy.
Does it?
Does it? The ending of the third movie.
This really more ties into the second movie, weirdly enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like the cop from the second movie who hasn't died yet, he's the next victim, and he has to go through his own like horror house to like learn why Jigsaw became Jigsaw.
Which also did not clock that all of the cops were related to each other.
Yeah.
Until they told me the movie. Did not put that together.
Well, I don't think it was meant to be put together. I think like they were like, we have to make a fourth movie. And they're like, let's do the cops more.
Because we're going to add on more cops.
Yeah. So
called the extra. The extra in the second movie who played that cop. They're like, guess what? You get a whole ass movie now. And he's like, except.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Because I'm a working actor. So this whole movie, the movie number 4. Technically, it's happening in tandem with movie 3, and that's
correct.
The big reveal here.
That's the big reveal, and then the ending, like, the very first 5 minutes of the fourth movie is technically the ending extended of the third movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, Jigsaw's dead.
Yeah.
But the entire movie...
Yeah, the beginning is the ending of this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Jigsaw's dead at the beginning of the fourth movie.
But it's actually supposed to be the end.
Yeah. But like the entire actions of the movie, Jigsaw's technically alive.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind.
We got more of Jigsaw's wife in this movie too.
Ooh, and boy did
she was briefly introduced at the end of the third movie, and they're like, and now she's super important to the story.
Yeah.
Which was hard because they were showing her and I was like, is that Jigsaw's wife from the last movie? And then about 20 minutes later I was like, it is.
Because
they didn't show her enough last movie for me to remember her easily seeing her in the fourth movie.
Yeah. And also, I love how they're interrogating her and she's like, what else do you want from me? You took 100 hours of my time. You ransacked my home. It's like, girl, you were married to Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Like, the cops are
gonna... He is killing people.
Yeah. The cops had you on speed dial until they can find a way to... figure out that you're guilty for the crazy shit that has happened.
Because, like, right now you seem like an accomplice.
Yeah.
She might be. I feel like that could be a reveal at
some
point in the movie. Yeah, but we basically find out that the person that's been helping Jigsaw, not Amanda from the last movie, cop from this movie, who I think this is his first time being in a Saw movie.
Probably,
I think they're making him sound like he's been here the whole time, but he hasn't.
He hasn't, yeah.
I found out from our friend Elsie, who we watched the movie with, that is Luke from Gilmore Girls. If that means anything to you, cool.
That's great. That's a reason. If you love Gilmore Girls, you'll love Saw 4.
I will say, Elsie was asking, is that Luke from Gilmore Girls? And Nate and I were like, beats us.
Yeah.
So.
What happened in this movie?
So this movie, because the thing is like, this movie didn't pull me in as much as the other ones.
It truly didn't.
Well, felt less gruesome than the last movie.
Way less gruesome.
Because the last movie was gruesome. But the Officer Riggs is like the
protagonist
A, if you will.
Yeah.
But like his whole thing is like, we don't know where his wife is. And by the end of the movie, we still don't know where his wife
is. It's almost like it's not important.
But I feel like it's pretty important. They introduced the wife and she was like, and I'm... despondent wife, because we have a tumultuous relationship now that you work too much.
And she's like, come with me.
And it didn't play out.
Oh, wait. What if she's like in the fifth movie?
She might be.
What if like she's somehow involved?
Yeah. Everybody's always involved somehow, and that's like the thing. It's like, just talk to us.
Yeah.
The audience.
The twists in these films are, oh, this person, now involved.
Yeah. It's like, and this person you forgot about, they're still around.
That's kind of
the plot device here.
And the entire time you're watching it, you're like, oh, that person's here. That person.
Yeah. And this movie does a lot of like, this person's dead. Or are they? Because that's how kind of like Officer Riggs is left in this movie. It's like, and he died? Wink, maybe. Not so much. Who knows? We're going to find out later if it makes sense for us to keep writing in that direction.
If that's what the writers that we hire for the fifth movie say we should do.
Yeah, whatever the producer room says we should do.
Saw would have been super cool if they had the same writers for all 10 movies.
And yeah.
They
made it a 10. Yeah.
But that also would have been way too much.
It also would have been so cool if it was a musical. I said this
before.
You
were absolutely right.
I'll say it again.
I'm going to push for Saw the Musical.
Saw the Musical. Jigsaw's here. That'd be one of the songs in it. You hire Nate and I to write Saw the Musical because we don't have the ability to write a musical, but we can figure it out for this.
We can figure it out. Oh, I'd watch a few YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Go to Second City. They have a musical writing class.
Hello, cute. Yeah, our Casanova is making an appearance in front of the mic right now. You can't hear him because he's stealth mode.
So Riggs has to go through these like sequence of Saw challenges.
Like exactly like the last movie, which makes sense that they are both in like a haunted house of like rooms faced with but victims.
The mix is all of the people can
all
get out.
The people.
Can get out of their traps. But Riggs is also almost tasked to be like, do you want to help them get out of your traps?
That's
the big message is Riggs is like too preoccupied on saving everyone when really he should save his wife.
Yeah. And like the whole thing in the third movie is like he's the only one that can save them. So Riggs has the opposite where Riggs is can't save them. He has to help them learn to be saved.
Yeah. Which that's kind of a cool little turn.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice that it was very poetic for them to have two houses running at the same time,
mm-hmm.
each with an opposite message.
Kind of like yin and yang,
My cat is sitting right in front of our recording, and he's not. You're not being helpful, Casanova, and I'm not cutting this out because now you're a part of the episode.
Yeah, featuring Casanova.
Featuring Casanova.
And so, okay, it's like a lot of. The people that he's saving are, like, kind of don't deserve to be alive.
I will say this is the first movie where I've been like, that person deserves to die. Because it's like they had, like, a human sex trafficker and, like, a rapist.
Yeah.
And, like, a shady lawyer who, like...
The shady lawyer.
Yeah, and I was like, all of those people deserve to die.
And, well, when they got to...
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Saw films. If you're in one, like, there's, like, no survivors.
Yeah.
Until there are, but, like...
It's very rare and hard for them to be survivors.
The characters that are in the entire film...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's right, you're gonna die at the end.
Yeah.
Except for one, and then you just die in the movie after the movie.
Exactly,
like, Donnie Wahlberg's character,
he comes back, and he dies.
Donnie Wahlberg's in the fourth one, and he just dies.
And it's like, it feels like they were like, hey, Donnie, could you come back for... a day of shooting and just like stand on this ice block because he's hardly in it. He has maybe three lines.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he has any lines.
Well, cause he says like "fuck you."
Or
motherfucker. That was another one.
Yeah. And then his head gets crushed to shit.
Yeah, by ice blocks.
Ice blocks.
But also, that ice would have been melting the whole time too, so probably would have slid out of its little holder. But like, because 90 minutes goes by.
And, like, they're not in a cold environment anyway.
Well, yeah, because
like, it's going to melt regardless.
He's standing on an ice block, and it's melting. So, it's like, the heat rises.
Oh, yeah, because there's a heat lamp, too.
Yeah. So, like, there's no way. The science behind this fake.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know what they don't talk about much in this movie?
Their feelings.
Their feelings.
They don't really talk a lot about their feelings, kind of.
You know, his bare foot was, like, on the ice cube the entire time. That would
Would probably kill you first.
Dude, that would just sting so
bad.
But,
like, okay, here's my thing as Donnie Wahlberg is, like, you got a contraption boot that's, like, 3 inches higher than your normal foot. Just rest your human foot on top of your boot.
Yeah, but maybe the foot's too fucked up, because remember, he smashed it to
shit. Yeah, but he's literally also, yesterday. It was a metal casing, though.
Yeah, but he smashed it to shit, like, yesterday.
Yeah,
because well, that's the other thing about all of the Saw movies, is they take course over the course of, like, a week and a half, it seems like.
3 days have passed in the Saw world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God, I haven't even thought about that, that it's like, all of these movies are happening, and it's like, they're mere minutes away from each other, or literally at the same time.
It's kind of like John Wick does that.
I've never seen any of the John Wick movies.
They're really good.
I've heard they're really good. Yeah,
they're really good.
I love Keanu Reeves, though. If Keanu Reeves was in a Saw movie, don't get me started.
If Keanu Reeves was in... Keanu Reeves should be the star of Saw the Musical.
Oh, Saw the Musical starring Keanu.
Ooh. I want to play a game.
You're like, I want to play a game.
I want to play a game. That's Keanu.
Yeah.
Now there's a snatch game. I'll be doing Keanu Reeves as Jigsaw
in the Saw movies. Or just being Jigsaw in a snatch game would be a good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good pick.
Yeah. I could see if you have the right goal. Okay.
You're like, damn, that's right. Damn, we watched this movie, didn't we?
Yeah.
I have no really idea where the fifth one's gonna go. Yeah. Well, I feel like it's going to be, there's a new Jigsaw, finally.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, that's like the big thing is like the guy who has not been in any other film, but he's clearly been a part of all
from Gilmore Girls. He's Jigsaw now. And he was a cop. And the whole thing is the cops were in on it.
Oh, it's also, we could talk a little bit about, okay, so Jigsaw had a wife.
Yeah.
And he.
Classic Jigsaw.
And she got pregnant. He got her pregnant. And they're having this kid. And he's like, life is pretty okay. And then that baby sadly dies through the...
Getting smashed into a wall.
Yeah, which, oof, hated that. And that's kind of it. That's just like
I feel like it's supposed to drive you to be like, this is why Jigsaw is the way he is.
Yeah.
And it's like, because he didn't go to therapy and process his emotions correctly.
No.
And now he's a murderer.
I get that he had cancer and everything.
Yeah.
but like... Looking like that at 52, woof. Whoa. He looked. That actor's got to be 67.
Oh, I'm sure he was like in his 60s when he's filming that.
Yeah,
and they were like, 67. He passes for 50s. That
was
my voice as the producer.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, he's older, but he passes.
Yeah, he's like, yes.
Dirt. That's what they said.
Okay, so a trap that I feel I could live in.
What would you live in?
It would be scary. It'd be very scary. Well, I guess they're all scary. But this one, I feel like, would be super scary.
Of the utmost fear.
So the one where it's like the start, and like one guy, his eyes are sewn shut.
Yeah.
And they're attached, for the listeners at home, they're attached by the neck. These two guys by a chain that is like cranking into each other. One guy, his eyes are sewn shut. The other guy, his mouth is sewn shut. Mm-hmm. And so they have to like, and then they have to like get locked. They're locked into this like neck chain thing, and they each have each other's respective key. The guy with the lips at the end, so he lives. He rips his mouth open. Girl, there was like knives and shit like all over that room.
Yeah,
of which he held because they attacked each other and killed each other with tools. So I would have grabbed a knife and cut the rope.
Yeah,
instead of rip my mouth in half.
Yeah,
and then I would talk to you, be like, "Hey, chill out. There's a key," and I would have gone as without.
Yeah.
Exactly. Come on. But he was a lawyer, so...
But he's a lawyer, so he doesn't like to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I feel like that was the most achievable trap, because it was like, you either have to cut your thing open or figure out a way to communicate with somebody. And it's like, I'm good at those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're communicative people.
We're communicative people.
So what you're saying is, if we had to be in a Saw trap, it'd be with another person.
Yeah.
What if tomorrow we wake up and we're in a Saw trap together?
Aww. We'll
so
be
us.
Like, this is so us.
This is so us. We don't do this enough.
We'll be like, this is just like the movie. That's so dumb.
So Jigsaw's trying to like instruct us. We're like, oh my god.
We're like, that's Jigsaw from the movie. And he's like, okay, I'm still talking. We're like, hold on. Nate, how has your day been?
I'd be like, I'm so glad you asked, because I finally came across that movie that you kept suggesting and had a free afternoon.
And Jigsaw's like, if I could keep playing my tape. And we're like, hold on, just a second. Pause. Time out. We'll be there so soon. We just have to get this out.
We have to confirm a few birthday plans, actually. So
we're like, and what's your following week look like?
Okay, so what else in this movie?
I feel this movie kind of felt like the biggest dud so far.
Yeah, like duddy, but all, like duddy, but like satiating.
Yeah, like I was like pulled in at times, being like, wait, we have to see what this happening. Yeah. But other times, I was just like, I feel like for a while this movie, I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it. I have a feeling that like the fifth one is going to be this, but just worse. We're going to be like,
I think we're entering like it's going to get real bad.
Yeah, we're going to get exhausted after a while.
Yeah. And we have to punish ourselves to get to the 10th movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Our Saw trap is watching all of the Saw movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of deep.
It is pretty deep.
I'm trying to think of anything else I want to say about
that. And that's the thing. I feel like this is the first one that I haven't had a lot to say.
Yeah.
I've had things to say, but not as much as the others, comparatively.
Yeah, and like even the plot is just kind of like, yeah, you know.
And I was it's a Saw movie. Like this one felt like me just being, it's a Saw movie.
It's a Saw movie. Yeah.
Because the other one, the last one, I was like, interesting, this is less cop-focused. And then this one, we tapped back into cops, and I was like, oh, we've done this before.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so what would be your machine that you're in to get out of your trap?
I do feel like the first one would be the easiest to get out of, because you had weapons to cut open your communication sources. I'm trying to think of if there's any other ones that I'm like, I could do that. The only other one I think would be the ponytail one, because I feel like you could just like find a knife and cut your hair off.
Yeah. But I don't think her hands were tied, so that would have been hard.
You could like start ripping her hair off.
Yeah, you could start ripping chunks. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'd still have to get your hands free.
Yeah.
But I that's what I'm saying. If I had to pick another one, it wouldn't be the bed one. That one sucks.
The bed one. Oh, ooh.
Yeah, that was gruesome.
That's not good. I mean, that one. I mean, he deserved to die, and he did.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about this movie is there's a rapist that dies.
Yeah.
He gets gruel.
Yeah, I was telling you, I was like, this might be the first time that I felt like, yeah, like that person deserved to die, because that's horrible. Because other people are, it's like, you didn't seize the day enough, and it's like, Jigsaw, what the fuck does that even mean?
That's a redeeming quality of this film is the people. Most of the people that die deserve to die.
Yeah.
But not all, but most. Yeah. Unlike the third movie, where everyone was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
And it's also crazy how... I kind of hate this in horror movies. Like, did you ever see Grudge, the first Grudge?
No. And I won't. The trailer scared me a lot as a fourth grader.
Yeah, well, it's scary, so that doesn't surprise me. So, okay, spoiler, because you'll never see it anyway. So the main character in the first one, how the movie ends is, like, very ambiguous, and you don't know if she dies or not.
Yeah.
But she's in the second movie. The main character is in the second movie, but the second movie is actually about her sister.
Oh.
But the protagonist from the first movie is in the second movie for literally, like, 5 minutes, and then she jumps off a building and kills herself.
Oh.
And it's kind of, like, disappointing to see, like, a character go through all of that and then just die.
Yeah.
And I kind of hated, like, it happens in this one too, with like the guy fighting to find out the guy who killed the son in the third one.
Yeah.
He gets killed at the end of the fourth movie, which the end of the fourth movie takes place 5 minutes after the end of the third movie. So I'm like,
the whole main character that we followed and thought we were going to get a second adventure with, he just got shot and died.
Yeah, and like he's supposed to save his daughter, and now she's gone.
Yeah, that sucks for her. Yeah. She's literally a child.
She's like, she didn't deserve that. Now her entire family's dead.
My big issue with Jigsaw is he tends to pull like innocent people in to punish like the person he's punishing, and it's like, Jigsaw, that doesn't feel fair.
It really, yeah.
What a bitch.
A little bitch.
Little bitch.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like I've spoken my piece about the fourth one.
I've spoken my piece. I'll say, I feel, I'm obviously I'm along for the ride for contractual reasons between you and me.
Yeah, I cannot believe we did that blood oath again.
Catch us catching a blood oath on New Year's Eve.
And it's messy.
We will not get that deposit back. I'll tell you. If I had already seen all the Saw movies, which now I have, but like as these were coming out, I feel like I'm bought in. Like,
yeah. I'm ready to watch all of them. Like, these movies are probably coming out a year every 2 years. So I'm like, would I have stayed interested enough to be like 2 years from now? I'd be like, I need to see what happens next, which is what I'm hesitant about.
So the fourth one, there are some things that I was like, okay, I feel like I've seen this before, or at least I think I saw a few deaths on the internet. I think that's what it was.
Internet's a crazy place.
Yeah. But the fifth one, no idea what it's about. Yeah. From here, I'm going in as blind as the rapist whose limbs got ripped apart.
Yikes.
Because he got stabbed in the eyes.
Yeah, and his limbs got ripped off. Spoilers. Yeah.
Which I just want to be very clear, if you sexually assault someone, that's what should happen to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Justice.
Justice,
yeah. Justice has been served.
Elect me as whatever.
Yeah.
Who's in charge of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm expecting the fifth movie to have more of this new guy. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they recast him. Like, because it's like this guy, if he's Luke from Gilmore Girls, that was like a big deal. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, sixth movie, same character name, but it's played by a different person.
A different brunette man who looks just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
join us next time as we.
Next time on Let's See Saw 5. Laura and Nate watch the fifth Saw movie.
Who's gonna see? Who's gonna saw?
You'll find out next time. I guess like one of those next week promos.
Next week. Next week on See Saw. I can't believe that she would say that to me.
Talking head. Nate was my co-host of this podcast, but maybe not anymore. I'm causing drama.
Maybe not anymore. A fire is lit under my ass.
Is that your catchphrase?
I mean, the guy, Donnie Wahlberg, could have said that because there was fire.
Oh, there was a fire. It was under his feet, but also technically under his ass.
Yeah, and it wasn't really a fire. I guess it was a heat lamp.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Just what a time to be alive.
I'll say.
Yeah. All right. Anything else before we wrap this episode up?
I think I'm good.
I think I'm good too. Yeah. Fuck this movie. This has been the worst one so far, I would
say. Absolutely.
And I hope they get worse from here, because I feel like the worse they get, it'll get really fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll just be making fun of it.
Yeah. Oh, and we've been making fun of this shit a lot, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll see you next time for the fifth movie, which will mark our halfway point.
Hell yeah, brother.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Bom, 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 bom,
nailed it.
Bom, bom, bom. Nailed it. Yeah.